Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
So the same Imam Shafi, now he is an adult, now he's an imam, and he memorized the Quran at age 7 or 8, they say. And then one time he felt his memorization is weak. And this is for all the Quran teachers and all the people who have memorized Quran or in the process of memorizing Quran. And he said this famous poem, I complained to my teacher, Waqia, that I am not memorizing well, forgetting. فَأَرْشَدٍ he guided me, stay away from sins. And then he explained, وَقَالَ لِي, and he said to me, the knowledge of Allah is light, and the light of Allah will never be given to a sinner. But as the question we always say, and we always use this term, so what? What happens if I didn't wake up for Fajr? What is the big deal? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, I'll do it later. Don't we say that? Is that a statement okay? Of course you're going to say no because I'm talking about sins. But in general, is there a truth in this statement? There is truth. Of course Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. And of course there's sometimes I'm not able to wake up, right? But I'm talking about when sins become my habit. And I'm not talking about Fajr only. And we always bring Fajr because it's something every day and we all struggle with. But any sin I do, I need to know for sure, 100%, with no doubt, what I just have done, unless I make istighfar, I ask Allah for forgiveness, and then I do something good, then as if I have not done it. But if I did it, and I did not follow it up by a good deed, and asking Allah for forgiveness, wait for the result. And I'm not trying to scare you, but it is a reality. We just don't do 1 + 1 = 2. So when someone upset me, I don't say, what did I do, Ya Allah, that you allowed this person to say something to upset me? What do we normally say? She is this, he is that, it's not fair, I've never done this. You know, I don't put the camera, as I always say, I don't put the selfie to myself. You know how we love selfie, everybody? We're like obsessed with selfie. And we don't put the selfie in this case to me. So what are we going to do today? What are we going to learn about? There's two things when I sin that will affect me as a person. Two things. I'm not going to be learning, and it's going to affect my act of worship. And let's talk about it. First thing, which is a very common statement, majority of you probably know, Imam Shafi'i, and a lot of you, I can see you're from that part of the world where you follow the Shafi'i. Who was his teacher? Who was the teacher of Imam Shafi'i? Very famous. Imam Malik. So Imam Malik was the Imam of Medina. And then his student, 9 years of age, was an Imam Shafi'i. And see how when Imam Shafi'i grew up, how much they differ in fiqh, for those of you who have studied and know, but they stayed. Their hearts didn't differ. Their fiqh differ. You pray this way and you pray this way, but you're still brothers and sisters. Anyway, so Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, in his class, Imam Shafi'i was sitting. He was 9 years of age. 9 years. He looked at him and said this famous line. He said, Ya Bunay, إني أرى أن الله قد قذف في قلبك نورا فلا تطفئه بظلمة المعاصي. I'll translate. He looked at him and he said, my boy, I see that Allah have instilled in your heart, throw in your heart, 9 years old, light. What did he see? He saw something special. He saw he's a gifted child, as we call it these days. And what was the advice? Don't extinguish this light by sins. He didn't tell him, go and study 20 hours, or don't play, or don't do this or do that. He advised him something he needed to take all his life. So for sure.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Sends technology away from me. What kind of knowledge it will take away from me? Can anyone answer me? You are all so quiet as if you never heard this before. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad I'm doing this series. Which knowledge it will be taken away from me? Any beneficial knowledge. And number one, the knowledge about the one I am disobeying. The knowledge about the one I am disobeying. He, subhanahu, of course, but just to make it easier for all of you, right? I am you and I am teaching you. I'm giving you something, or let's say the opposite. You have a lot of favors upon me. And you did that, and you give me that, and you gave me that, right? And you asked me one thing. It's like, please, Sister Hifa, when you come, for example, to my home to study, can you kindly, for example, take your shoes off? And I insist on not doing it. What are you going to do after one time or two or three? Don't come to my house. True or false? Will anyone blame you? Will anyone say she is not nice? It's not fair. Everybody will say, of course. You asked her. You explained. You gave her a chance, one and two and three. That's it. You know what? She doesn't deserve this knowledge. Let her go and find it somewhere else. That's exactly what happens. And that was the advice of Imam Malik to Imam Shafi'i. And then later on, which again, a very famous poem, majority of you may know, the same Imam Shafi'i, his immediate teacher was Waqi'a, very famous teacher. And Imam Shafi'i was famous for, they call him photographic memory. He see the page, done. I mean, his knowledge is beyond, let alone his manners. When he went, and this just for you to know how much we need to respect each other, and we have no knowledge, including me. He went to pray close to the grave of Imam Abu Hanifa. In the masjid close to the grave of Imam Abu Hanifa. You know which way he prayed? He prayed the Hanafi way. And it's completely different than the Shafi'i way. And he said, I feel shy that he is there and I don't follow his way. Out of respect, although they disagree. If you see the Hanafi way and the Shafi'i way, a lot of differences, but their hearts didn't, and they all worked for the same cause, to spread the knowledge of Allah, to teach people, to guide people. It's not about me and you, or my masjid and your masjid, or my house. It's not about my and I. It is about us. So this same Imam Shafi'i, now he is an adult, now he's an imam, and he memorized the Quran at age 7 or 8, they say. And then one time he felt his memorization is weak. And this is for all the Quran teachers and all the people who have memorized Quran or in the process of memorizing Quran. And he said this famous poem, Shakawtu ila waqi'a su'a hifzi, fa'arshadani ila tarki al-ma'asi, wa qala li inna al-ilma nurun, wa nurullahi la yu'ta li'asi. I complained to my teacher, waqi'a, that I am not memorizing well, forgetting. فَأَرْشَدٍ he guided me, stay away from sins. And then he explained, وَقَالَ لِي, and he said to me, the knowledge of Allah is light, and the light of Allah will never be given to a sinner. So when you ask yourself, and I ask myself, why I can't remember even قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, why it's so hard for me to do this and do that? And I studied this when I was 5 years of age. What is this? What's happened to me? I'm getting older, we start laughing, I'm getting Alzheimer. You know, we all say this. And we miss the point. What did I do? What did I see? This is very important. What did I look at? What did I text? What did I read? So number one, sins will take away from you the knowledge, and I just shared with you these two things.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.